Totes Recall.
Ooh, welcome to Totes Recall, the podcast where we talk about a movie we don't remember very well, eat pizza and a single salad, watch that movie, come back after not having enough salad, and discuss what we've learned
about
the movie.
You're very concerned about the salad intake.
Well, we'll see. Jaquette's bets. The salad's going to be gone, and someone's going to want more.
Oh, okay.
Don't look at me.
Early, well, yeah.
You're not writing that one down.
All right, well, does it need to be written down?
You've written down some of the dumbest things that I've ever said out loud before. Jeez. You're not going to write that down?
Jeez. My name is Dan.
I'm Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie this week is Bring It On.
Bring it on. That's not in the movie.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is that the cheer? Is that where the title comes from?
There is a scene where two girls are like, well, you better bring it. And then somebody else is like, I'm going to bring it.
Yeah. No, they're like, oh, I already did.
Oh, it's been brought in.
Yeah,
oh, it's been brought in. I think that, are we sure it's been brought in? Or is that from
the
spoof?
Maybe I said that.
I think
that might be from the spoof.
It's already been brought? No, is that not in there?
It's already been brought in. And that is.
Do you think they'll be brought to this?
Yeah, they'll be brought. But so the spoof is brought in, but the line is actually brought?
I always do.
That's not much of a stretch.
No,
the other line is I always do. Real line.
Not it's always been brought.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Brought. It has been brought before and will be brought again. That's the line. So.
Clearly there's a divide.
Table wide bet, though, they will say something at least similar to the title of this movie.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
Definitely.
They definitely say the name of the movie.
And you may or may not be interested to know, the original title of the screenplay was Cheer Fever.
Oh.
I am interested to know that.
Yes. And
I wasn't, but now I'm interested.
It was called Cheer Fever. And then some of the lines were a little snappier and a little meaner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then the studio decided to soften the corners a little bit.
Oh.
And make the main character extremely likable and not nearly so...
Sassy?
Sassy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that is interesting.
Yep. And Kristen Dunst, who is in this film, had to go to cheerleading camp.
Oh.
Did she have to go to tone softening camp after the studio decided to...
Or was she the soft cast?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Was it like a who's a sassy cast
from that era? I don't know.
Well, what is this era?
A while ago.
I watched this movie in college.
Because
some people were like, "Hey, oh my God, you've never seen Bring It On?" I was like, "No. We should watch it. I own it."
That's a real good story.
What year do you think that was?
So I probably watched it in 2002.
Okay.
That's good.
Cool.
That's a good
bet. But it came out before that. I'm going to go 2001.
Wow.
I think it was fresh. They had a fresh copy of it.
Huh. Still hot?
Yeah.
Still hot off the press?
Yeah. Ooh, I just got this DVD. Ooh, what if it was a DVD? Wouldn't that be exciting for them?
I feel like it could be.
It probably would be, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We watched a lot of VHS in college, but that could have been...
But if this was a fresh...
Yeah.
Fresh print.
Of Bel-Air.
No, probably not. I doubt it. I doubt that's where the distribution center is. But.
Dan, have you ever seen this movie?
Yes. I don't remember. I actually don't remember if... I know I was made to watch this movie because I didn't really know anything about it. I was just like, oh, the cheerleading movie that what there were commercials for.
Yeah.
Like, I had no point of reference of whether it was good... Or whether anyone enjoyed it. I just knew it existed. And I can't remember if it was like some girls in my dorm or my girlfriend, not wife, that was like, oh, we should watch this movie. Like, I just know that like I was just in a position where someone was like, let's watch this movie. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I at no point was like, I really should watch Bring It On. Or like at no point had society given me any sense of pressure that I needed to see Bring It On.
Yeah, we had an identical experience.
Yeah.
Some girls in the dorm said, oh, you haven't seen this? Let's watch it. And I said, okay.
Right.
Wow.
But it might have been post-college because I did not meet my girlfriend, now wife, until the last semester of college. Year of college. Whew, okay. So if I am saying last year of college...
It's quite the road we're going down.
That's, well, Molly... pressured me into actually thinking about this harder than I was intended to.
Well, you can just pick pick a year at random.
2000 and 0. Uh-huh.
2000 and 0.
The year 2000.
The year 2000.
The year 2000.
The future is now. Cheerleading. No movie's been about that before.
Well, I would say no movie as good as this one.
Oh.
But I'd say this one, who's seen this movie several times, I might have parts of it memorized.
Wait, have we actually chosen a movie that you have for sure seen?
I mean, as for sure as we can be, because I was pretty certain about Home Alone, too. But, you know, I loved this movie. My only fear is that you guys won't enjoy it as much as I do. Yeah. So I feel like I'm risking my precious memories of really enjoying this thing.
Do you that would have a be a rough thing to happen to you.
Yes. Who could imagine that would ever happen?
It's super hard.
Did you have a particular experience watching it? Like, was it something that you were like, I'm just going to go watch this movie because it sounds delightful?
I feel like I've always had inner cheer dreams.
Okay.
You know? Like,
did you have cheer fever?
Well, I mean, pretty much. So when I was in the third grade, I lived in Bartlett, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody there in my third grade class wanted to be cheerleaders. And there were some girls who would show up in cheer outfits.
Was that a possibility in third grade?
No, there was no cheer team in third grade.
Okay.
But they would come in cheer outfits and do practice during recess. Now, I was being sent to school in khaki culottes.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked like some homemade child who clearly had no business living in Bartlett, Tennessee, and was not invited to join.
Sidebar. I was just going to say, could you remind me what culottes are?
Oh, they're like pants.
Okay.
Okay.
But they're shorter and wider, and mine look like something maybe a Dutch boy might wear.
They're like jompers?
They're kind of like bell bottoms, but if they were cropped pants. Right?
Yes. Like, and not so much flare at the very end. Just wide leg.
It's just wide.
It's like an uncool version of a jumpsuit.
But they don't go all the way down? They're like capri length?
They're like capri length and there's no top to them.
So they're not?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's like a... Sorry, I went with jumpsuit and I thought that might be confusing. They are pants.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's no...
Elastic?
You know what? We'll find a...
Tweet at us. What that culotte pick?
Yep.
Send us a picture, for God's sake.
Of a culotte. Please make it khaki.
So I was living in Bartlett, Tennessee in the third grade with short, boyish hair and just not cool clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And the playground was full of long blondes with, like, curled hair who practiced musicals. And cheering.
What kind of pants did they have? I guess
they were
had
wearing
skirts.
Cheerleading outfits. Yeah. They looked cool. And I really wanted that. And it wasn't until I was watching, like, ESPN4 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, like, post-college, that I was what happened to catch Bartlett, Tennessee High School. So Bartlett High School was in this highly competitive cheer competition. And on the announcer said that Bartlett had not won since 1983 when they won the national championship, which was the year I was in the third grade. So the whole town had cheer fever. I was just seeing it through the third grade perspective.
I see.
You didn't know this was a peak in cheer fever.
Yeah.
And I never in my whole middle or high school years had the confidence or the... even though the cheerleaders were probably the opposite of what you've seen. Anyway... I just didn't fit. I just didn't fit in, and I never tried it. So I have had this cheer dream in my heart forever, and Bring It On as my outlet.
I see.
So anyway, Dan, if you don't enjoy the movie as much, that's totally okay.
Well, I remember very little about it. I remember the line about things being brought, and there's a line about a cheerocracy and a cheer-tatorship.
Oh, yes. Beth, when did you see this movie?
I probably saw it when it came out. I don't remember if I saw it in theaters or like just shortly after, but
fresh DVD.
I want to say it was in sixth grade.
Ooh.
So 2000, does that seem right? Yes.
I don't know.
So I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
Molly, you want to put a year on this?
Yeah, I'll go 2000 and a half.
What? Whoa. Can you even do that?
Unprecedented.
The summer blockbuster. One thing I do remember about this movie is that there's a cheer in it that at one point I had memorized.
Oh.
And then my cousin and I kind of parodied it. Is that a word?
Sure. Yeah.
And then made everything about our aunts.
Yes.
And we performed it up at my grandparents' house in Webster, Wisconsin.
Amazing.
Wow.
Okay. And my mom loved it.
Can I bring a follow-up question?
Yes.
Was this unprecedented, or did you have like a family talent show tradition of some kind?
No talent show.
This was just you guys. Like, we're doing this.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I liked organizing shows. In the summer, I would teach school and have a school in my basement.
With who?
With my neighbor kids. I was the oldest, so I organized.
Oh, you're the cool older kid. So you'd make them go to school in the summer.
Well, and then my brother used to be the principal. He would and I would be so mad at him because what he would do is we had a microphone in our basement that was hooked up to my dad's stereo system or whatever. So he would make PA announcements, but it would just be him interrupting what I wanted to be doing and then just making dumb jokes and then he'd play Weird Al songs.
Amazing.
So just that's my childhood in a nutshell.
Right. Wow.
Do you remember that cheer at all?
I don't. I can't think of I tried to think
can you contact your cousin immediately?
Yes. No. I feel like maybe for the newsletter. My mom might have it saved because I know that we hand wrote it on the notebook paper. I'll have to ask her. Wow. But I do remember that Elijah Dushku is in this movie.
Oh.
And at one point she makes a reference to Last Resort. And then I always think of that song that's by... This is my last resort.
Oh, yeah. Papa Roach.
Papa Roach.
Papa Roach.
Oh, yeah. Suffocation. No breathing.
Yeah. Yep. So this movie came out about the same time that song was popular.
Yeah.
Those are different ends of the cultural spectrum.
Are they?
Bring it on to Papa Roach?
Are they,
I knew about both of them in sixth grade.
All right, maybe not.
Did you have any sort of cheer fever as a child?
No.
Okay.
I was a dancer.
Oh,
I was,
sure.
So I
so you were
I was
ugh.
Not interested in cheering.
Did dancers look down their noses at cheerers?
Not that I know of, but I just had another performance sport that I was into.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember how they felt about each other in my high school.
I feel like maybe there's between a dance team and a cheer squad there might be some confrontation.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe not. Maybe they don't care at all.
I feel like there was some crossover, too, in my high school. So maybe they were fine. Because, a lot of them were just both. They were on both.
Yeah. I don't think the marching band cared about the cheerleaders.
Sure. Well, the marching band didn't care about anything.
Yeah. We were just upset we had to be at football games. Do you know we win awards for marching band? And this team hasn't won a game in, 17 years?
Oh, you were going to relate really big to Bring It On, then.
Because the football team is terrible?
The football team is terrible.
But the cheerleaders are amazing?
Cheerleaders are amazing.
And they don't get that respect?
That's right.
Is there a cool marching band scene where the marching band also represents themselves?
I wish there was.
All right.
I feel like there's trumpets at some point. Could that be true? When they're this is the cheer competition.
Oh, sure.
There's
brass section.
For sure there's flags at some point.
Yeah.
There's a really sweet moment at the very end that I won't give away.
Okay.
With trumpets?
There's a trombone, I think.
Oh, that was good.
What?
Wow.
Just to be clear, we do not have a trombone in the studio.
I did want to play trombone. On the day in fifth grade where we went around and played all the instruments, you had to decide what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to play trombone, but my arms were too short
to
make it out to the end.
Oh,
so I couldn't.
No.
So instead I played trumpet, which I enjoyed doing.
Sure.
That's the best.
But, I was can't do that. I don't remember if it was the teacher was too bad or if it was a self-imposed can't do it. It probably was self-imposed.
Yeah.
I can't.
They probably would have been we'll just get you a smaller trombone.
Yeah.
When I was in fourth grade, I played stand-up bass. So there's no way that,
just that three a trombone times your was,
time.
So
this movie has... Kirsten Dunst? Kristen Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
You know there's not two people, right?
Yeah, I just don't know how to pronounce her name. I do get her confused with Julia Stiles.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is in a dance movie around this time.
Stand the Last Dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I know all the dance movies.
Oh, yeah.
But she was a dancer who was acting in a movie. Is that true?
I don't know that she was a dancer.
Great question. Okay. Yeah. Tweet at us.
Tweet at us. Hashtag Dead Styles Dance? Question mark?
I feel like she was a child actor. Oh. I can't name anything
Kirsten
else.
Kirsten Dunst was an Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No.
Kristen?
Kirsten. She was?
Now
was
I don't
she
remember.
Oh, was she, like the, she was like the young
she
blonde
was Wednesday?
Girl. No.
What? Who was that?
Christina Ricci.
That was Christina Ricci. Oh, Kirsten Dunst.
That's a third one. That
Kirsten Dunst was the creepy vampire child in Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know. I like vampire movies.
Sure.
Of that kind.
Yeah. I think she was also... I don't know. She's been in other stuff when she was a kid. Wait, haven't we watched a movie where she was a kid? Wasn't she in one of our movies?
Oh, yeah, Jumanji.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on her.
Good on her.
So she's the main...
So she definitely was a child.
She definitely was no actor. She was in Spider-Man, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but not as a child.
Oh, wow.
You guys, I love that I couldn't... I was like, I can't name one movie that she's been in as a child. We've literally watched one for this show.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yep. She's great. And
I mean, that's how my brain works.
Jesse Bradford,
uh-huh.
Who, as we've already covered in a separate episode, has the most adorable, flirtatious toothbrushing scene.
Does he bring any more energy to this movie than he did Romeo plus Juliet?
Yes. Right. Yes. He was wasted and I mean wasted as an actor, not like
we don't know.
Well, we don't know.
He
but
could have done.
He could have been. But
he could have been with the Leo Poon squad
oh, yeah.
or whatever. That is. What's the name of their group?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Can't like verbally like get across the face that I just
That's pretty disgusting. So Ms. Dunst is a cheerleader.
Yes.
Yes.
Is she I remember almost nothing about this movie.
Me too.
Is she like a girl from a different school?
Nope.
No.
No. Does she want to be a cheerleader real bad?
No. Nope.
She
already is.
She's like established, right? Like
yeah.
She's like
is she the top cheerleader? The captain?
Yes.
Oh.
She becomes the captain.
Okay.
Because
and you think, oh, her troubles end, but no, isn't that's it, where they start.
Yeah, isn't it like there's I'm trying to remember, like, isn't it like they're one of them is accusing like two of the squads, like one of them's accusing the other squad of like stealing their
yes.
moves,
oh.
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's
yeah.
another school.
Is there are there racial themes to this?
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
Do they steal the black school's routine?
Yes.
Or they're accused of that?
Yes.
And
who's
maybe it did happen?
Yeah.
Who's the main cheerleader on the other school, isn't it?
Gabrielle yeah. Union.
Aha.
She is awesome.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then they go to cheer competition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They bring it on.
They bring it on. And they have to cheer battle each other.
Yep.
We can only hope, right? Isn't that the whole point of these movies? Like,
and probably the white people win in the end?
Well, I think you should. You want to make that bet?
Yeah, that's what
okay.
Based on how movies work.
I'm going to bet America wins in the end.
Oh, that's a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some love interest. I mean, Jesse Wait, Bradford.
Yeah. yeah.
Yep.
He's an awkward kid at school?
No.
God, I don't.
I mean, kind of.
I mean, he's a new kid.
Yeah, he's a new kid.
Oh, he's the out-of-town kid. See, I knew there was an out-of-town
yeah.
kid.
There are a couple
and,
out-of-town kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're, like, keeping everything a secret.
Dan,
I just want you to enjoy
no.
this
okay,
movie.
No, now I know how movies work. Dan's bet. A new girl comes to school, and she is the audience surrogate for us to learn about all these girls and all their problems with the other school,
yeah.
because she just joined the cheerleader squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, someone's yeah. got to be that.
Right?
You know, yeah.
Otherwise, there's no reason for any exposition. If they all already know what they are and who they are, there's no reason for any character to be like, let me explain to you the entire premise of this movie, audience.
Can I make a bet that just, like, came to my head? Mm-hmm. I think that Elijah Dushku... I cannot say her last name. Every time I'm like, douche. No. Eliza
Dushku.
Dushku. Dushku. Her... At some point, I believe she has braids in her hair.
Mm.
Like, when she's auditioning
mm-hmm.
for the team.
Yep.
Okay.
Is she the bad girl? Like she was in Buffy?
She's kind of like... Yeah. I mean, she's not bad.
But like...
She's not like the bad... But she's like, yeah.
Not like stabbing people.
She's tough.
But she's tough.
Yeah.
Wait. See, now I'm just... Now I'm going full Gibbs and just making bets on how movies work.
Do it.
Do they have to just... Do they have to like... Do we get introduced to most of these characters because they have to, like, rebuild the squad or something?
There's definitely an audition scene,
and,
right?
Like, yes. Some of these girls are, like,
that's
from...
the cheerocracy.
Some of these girls are from, like, different disciplines, and they bring something new to the squad.
I mean, that's essentially something
right?
like that happens.
Yeah.
But I feel like, at a certain point, you can just give in to the story. I think it is actually has a little...
I don't understand how me... predicting how the story is going to go isn't giving into the story.
Well, I don't either, but that's what occurred to me to say.
You just are so worried I'm going to hate this movie.
I really am so looking forward to this movie now, and I'm so, like, my palms are sweating. I'm nervous that you won't enjoy it.
Is there a scene during the audition where... that's when the cheerocracy
yes.
line happens. And, Kirsten Dunst is the one that says it. Oh, there's like a.
This is not a cheerocracy.
Oh, not a
and
cheerocracy.
Then someone calls her a cheer.
So
this is
her...
not a democracy. This is a cheerocracy.
Ooh.
She's the captain.
So it's never a cheer-tatorship?
No.
Is that some parody movie?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe somebody says that under their breath.
Maybe.
Dance bet. Someone says cheer-tatorship.
Love it.
Yeah. For sure at some point someone says jazz hands.
Oh.
Just jazz.
Spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
No jazz hands. Spirit fingers.
I'm looking forward to this.
You guys, that was my dancer coming out.
Oh,
Jazz hands. Okay. So spirit fingers is cheer term?
Yeah, jazz hands are more like you just shake your hands.
What's
I feel
spirit
like?
Fingers?
You got to twinkle those
fingers. You twinkle
fingers.
Those fingers.
And the hands stay stationary? It's all in the fingers?
Stay stationary. And the shoulders, there's like a little pop to the
Can
shoulders.
Can you put spirit fingers on top of jazz hands?
Or is that like crazy?
That's weird. That doesn't make any sense.
You have no control.
Yeah, that's just flopping your
hands. You're going to poke somebody's eye out.
Look at this. I've got it.
That's
Watch
like,
out.
You're going to hurt somebody.
I look like dancing.
You look like a Muppet that's cheering. Like, excitedly.
Are there Muppets in this movie?
That'd be amazing.
Oh,
I wish.
Someone remake it with Muppets.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out what Kirsten's arc is then. Is she not liked as a captain? And then she has to learn to, like, let people in to her emotional core?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Are you actually going to tell it, or should I make a bet?
I just don't see it. Go ahead and make a bet.
Okay, Dan's bet. Kirsten Dunst has to learn humility so that she can bring the squad together.
Bring it
so
on.
That they, yes, so they can all bring it on so that they can even hope to compete against Gabrielle. Is it you or ooh?
Union.
Just union.
Union.
Like State of the Union.
Oh.
And the State of the Gabrielle Union is good.
Didn't she make that joke?
I don't know.
Didn't she herself make that joke?
I didn't mean to steal.
Tweet
oh my
us.
God, I've stolen her thing.
If you're Gabrielle Union.
Oh, just like bring it
if
on.
If you're Gabrielle Union, please tweet at us and hashtag don't steal my jokes, Chase, or hashtag Google it. The offer, again, always goes to Channing Tatum.
Always goes to Chay Tates. And please include hashtag I'm Chay Tates.
Did I actually finish my real bet?
That she has to learn humility.
Yeah, so they can, like, come together to try to even hope to compete against the other school. Because I feel like if they are accused of stealing Gabrielle Union's school's moves, that means they have to, like, rethink their whole routine.
Yeah.
But, like, there was only so many weeks before cheer... whatever it's called. So I'm guessing that is where her arc comes in.
So who's the antagonist in this movie?
I feel like they're each other's antagonists, aren't they? Like, it's sort of just like a rivalry.
I mean, it's a rivalry, but
is there another...
she has a straight-up antagonist.
Yeah.
Is there, like a mean girl on the cheer squad?
Ooh, or, like, a third, like, corporate-backed cheer squad that's, like, doping?
I mean, we'll see.
Normally it'd be the rival school, but in this one it sounds like... there's some sympathy for the rival school because they maybe stole the routine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's not them.
Yeah.
So it's probably...
the man.
Mr. The principal in the library with a book of rules.
Dan's bet the school is trying to crack down on the cheer squad somehow.
That's too much, too expensive.
Sure.
They spend too much money on the cheer squad, but the football squad's terrible. But you gotta pay for the football squad. Patriarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this will pass the Bechdel-Wallace test.
I hope to Christ it does.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, for sure it's going to pass, right? For sure.
Can I throw in some random specific bets?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Deep, deep cuts.
Their Kirsten Dunst squad wears a red and white and black uniform because they are the Bulls? No, so close, right?
So close.
It's Toros.
Yes!
They're the Toros. Oh. Okay, and then...
Why does that explain their color scheme?
Because, I don't know, think of like the red, or the Chicago Bulls. Like, they've got that red.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Does this take place
and
in Illinois?
The blood of a
Is this in Illinois?
It's got to be Southern California.
I don't know.
Why does it got to be Southern California?
Because that's where movies like this are.
Maybe it's in Bartlett, Tennessee. We don't know.
Oh.
Can't bet this is SoCal.
Double down.
The other squad. They were green, yellow, and something, and I cannot remember what team they are.
Do you want to remember? Or you
want
to wait?
Yeah,
it's the Clovers.
Clovers. Oh. Yes.
The Compton Clovers.
Oh, Compton.
That's down in LA.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There's a scene where... That's okay. Go ahead.
I just said it'd be hilarious if someone drove all the way from Bartlett, Tennessee to steal the Compton Clovers routine.
It's a long drive.
Yeah. I believe the opening scene is a dream sequence.
What?
She at one point loses her top.
Yes!
And that's when she wakes up.
I can hardly contain myself. All of this is true.
Kirsten or the new girl?
Yes.
Kirsten.
Kirsten. She wakes up. I believe it's because she's having a panic dream because it's her first day as captain.
Oh.
It must be the start of the new school year, and she's now a senior.
That's why there's auditions.
Does she have a horrible boyfriend? Yes. Yeah, she has a bad boyfriend. He's also a cheerleader? Yes.
What?
Yeah. Okay. It's all coming together.
I feel like a cheer parent. Like, I'm cheering Beth on.
Is he played by a recognizable actor?
No. I don't think so.
Mm. I can kind of picture his face, but I can't think of who he is.
I feel like a lot of times in movies like this, like, the douchey boyfriend, you're like, oh, that guy. Like, they've moved on to something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's, like, absolutely, like, douchey from the get-go.
Yeah, like,
in this really delightful way.
By her, like, up her skirt, right?
Like, is he the one that does that?
I don't know. What like,
some of them do.
Some of them, yeah. Like, they are supposed to be catching the girls in the, who are up in the air, and then they catch them in inappropriate ways.
Sure.
And they get hit.
Interesting.
Yes. So maybe through our more modern sexual harassment lens, we'll find that joke less enjoyable. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Ooh. We will find out. I suppose.
Also, I feel like there's a scene where they're on a swing set.
Who?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's, yes, who's, these are all true.
The whole squad?
No.
For sure, Eliza D. Eliza D.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Eliza D. That's her name now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then Kirsten Dunst, are they talking? No, her brother.
Yes,
yeah.
Jesse Bradford.
And they're talking about being new kids, right?
It doesn't matter.
And then she's like, do you like her?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's friendships, there's love happening.
Oh,
there's a lot of stuff going on.
So Eliza Dushku and Jesse Bradford are brothers?
Siblings, yeah, they're siblings.
Oh.
They just moved to town.
Yes.
But Jesse Bradford's sweet on Miss Dunst.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so there's tension there.
Multiple tensions then.
And I hope.
A love triangle.
Well, she's already got a boyfriend.
She's not.
A love triangle with her sibling?
Well, one of the sides of the triangle is sibling love.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then one's friendship love and one's romantic love.
No, I feel like that's not how love triangles work.
Okay, then how about the one I just said?
Between the boyfriend and
Jesse
Bradford?
Where she already has a boyfriend. Do they never even meet each other?
I would just say, let's just watch the movie.
Does he just like...
This is always my problem with the term love triangle.
Okay,
though,
let's hear it.
Is that it's never a complete triangle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, the third side is not filled in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's more like a...
It's a love angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a love angle.
Or like a love greater than or equal than sign.
Yeah, I guess depending on which direction it's facing.
Right, yeah. But
no. I always picture it point up, so I think love angle.
But
is the
most appropriate. But isn't that, like, couldn't you have a full triangle where each person has a crush on the other person?
I mean, you could.
Or you could have.
That's a true love triangle.
Sure, but usually it's like a love, like.
One person torn, caught between two lovers.
Or like a love quadrilateral, and it's a Shakespeare play or something.
A triangle, you couldn't have all heterosexual interest, which of course is fine, but movies don't often do that.
Right. True. Especially movies from the year 2000 or earlier.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're wringing all the fun out of it.
I don't appreciate how you are so invested in this movie that we can't even, like, do the basic premise of the first half of our show.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to watch this movie. We're going to have so much fun. Second half, all fun.
All fun. Okay.
First half is like,
is that okay, Molly? Can we wait on the fun?
Right now we're having a terrible time.
Yeah. Oh, awful. No one will even listen to this.
I haven't skip right to at all.
Nope.
I'm still writing down Love Triangle. I mean, I don't know what happens in this movie.
I have no idea.
I've made all my
predictions. They cheer. Somebody cheers better, and somebody wins.
The cheers going to be catchy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, I don't know. Make a bet. Who knows?
They're catchy enough that I memorize them.
Well.
But, like, it's a movie, so, like, a lot of it's, like, choreography, right? Because I feel like I feel like if it's a movie, it'd be really boring if it was just, like, a static shot. But, oh, they're saying some interesting, like, rhythmic patterns vocally, and that's it. Like, I imagine there's some fun, like, flips and jumps and stuff.
Some cheering?
Yeah.
Is the most cheer competition mostly the flips and stuff, or do they throw in the like go Toros?
Yeah, write a cheer.
They still have some. There is some cheer factor, but mostly it's about being in unison and totally synchronized with each other, moving between formations quickly, and then much like the Olympic competition, it comes down to jumps and twirls.
Gotcha.
As well.
Gotcha.
And levels of difficulty.
And secretly being younger than you say you are on the entry form.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because your government sponsors.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Passport.
Yeah.
China, looking at you.
Okay, tweet at us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tweet us if you're China.
Yeah.
Google it. Or hashtag, what is it? What's there, Google?
Oh.
Secret
Ben,
site.
Ben.
Shit.
Well, tweet at us, hashtag, what would that Chinese Google?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a B word.
It is. It
and it's
is.
Like short, three letters.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh, well.
Try to think of that chair.
USA number one.
USA number one.
Must be something in the atmosphere.
Spoilers.
O-E-O-E-O. Ice, ice, ice. O-E-O-E-O. Ice, ice, ice.
You're going to love it.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
How we much do you think I'm going to love it? Or how much do you expect you will love it, Molly?
I'm going to go ahead and just give it 5 spirit sticks.
Spirit sticks? What's a spirit stick?
Oh, yeah.
What's a spirit stick?
There's a spirit stick in an auditorium, and they have to win it.
What?
Or is this my own high school?
It's like Excalibur? What
there
is it?
Dan's bet there's a physical spirit stick. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of easy bet now that Molly's already said it. But I'm remembering there's like a stick.
Is it just like a baton with foil wrapped around it?
Maybe the cheer squad who wins gets to keep it. I don't know.
For like bragging rights?
Yeah, like the how Minnesota and Wisconsin win an axe handle or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and be bold and give it 5 spirit sticks.
No.
Do it. That's all right. That's okay. You're going to pump my gas someday. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Whoa, yep. Classes.
Or their burn? Are there burn cheers?
Yes.
Oh, that's, now I'm sure excited. Now I'm much more interested if it's
burn cheers. Are the best.
Yeah. I feel like that I am honestly more prone to a negative prediction based on Molly's enthusiasm. I know that sounds catty. But, I don't know.
That was good. Thank you.
All I remember about this movie is the vague recollection of how I watched it, and then watching it and thinking, yeah, I guess that was okay. I don't know.
I feel like we're honestly already reliving your college experience. Where there are a couple women who are on your hall who are like, you should watch this movie.
Yeah.
We're just doing it over like a very stretched out version of it.
Yes.
Where instead of just immediately sitting down to watch it.
I'm just saying I own the DVD.
2 spirit sticks.
2, all right.
2.
Harsh.
Oh, gosh.
How does it feel, Chase? How does it feel?
Yeah, should I go back through the notes here?
It's fine.
Look, I'm hoping to raise it.
Cool.
I'm giving myself room to grow, or room to cheer harder, to leap
cheer
higher.
Cheer for the stars.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I probably won't like it as much as I did,
yeah.
So I'm going to go with 3 spirit sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Feeling lonely on that 5 branch.
I'm slowly at the top.
Yep.
I'm also concerned that I'm not going to be able to muster the enthusiasm that Molly has.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like this is people like this movie beyond you, Molly. I feel like it's a well-liked movie. My memory is that it maybe... It doesn't take itself seriously. Like, there's a little bit of poking fun of it, the own genre of, like, a teen movie. And if that's true, I'll like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3. Okay. A very cowardly 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With room to go either direction.
Very good.
Ooh. That's the cheer gauntlet has been thrown.
Sure.
And with that, we're going to hit pause, go watch Bring It On, and we'll be right back. And we're back. We have just watched 98 and a half minutes of, I would say, a fairly reasonably delightful Bring It On. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Podcast over.
Nice. Safe editorializing.
Yeah. Fairly reasonable. Bring It On.
Well, I mean, I loved it, but we'll see.
We'll see if you still love it at the end of this podcast.
Well, I could be talked about.
We'll convince you that you don't.
Yes.
We should deal with the first bets first. The salad was gone. Was anybody sad about it?
I was.
Really?
You were? Okay. I took the last portion. And I was like, that's good. But
interesting.
But I guess there needed to be one more portion. So,
but it seems that the chooser of the salad reduction was the one who felt the pain of less salad. Am I correct in this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Molly Chase.
Yeah.
You said one salad.
I did.
Well. So maybe if you'd like to sponsor a second salad.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us. Hello at totesregal.com.
Yes. And right? Subject line, Molly Chase Memorial Salad.
Memorial?
Well, wait. Molly Chase Honorary Salad.
Yeah.
The Molly Chase Salad Grant.
Oh my God. Salad scholarship.
BringBackSaladDays.com.
Scholar lad. Nope.
Come on.
Do you guys get all that?
Yep. Put one of those things in the subject.
Put all of those in the subject line.
And then attach...
Money?
Crisp $20 bill. Send it on over.
Great.
You can do that now because of the internet.
Yeah.
You can send crisp bills?
Well, they're like digital bills.
That is not... I want
the crispest
bills.
The right. BB boops.
Crisp.
The what?
The BB boops.
BB boops.
You know, digital.
Yeah. I was going... You missed the whole train of thought in my head, which was like, what's crisp in internet talk? Well, beep boop. So the crispest would be the BB boops.
Oh, like the most beepy boops.
Yeah.
Okay.
So send one of those.
Yep.
I thought that was like Betty Boop's baby.
Oh, sure. I don't know if she ever had a
baby. Yeah, I don't think so. I feel like she was an independent woman who never settled down.
And who was a leader within her community.
Is that true?
None of those things preclude having a baby.
Ooh.
True dat.
No, I was just trying to make a segue to the movie.
Oh.
You brought it on. they never said it's been brought.
Broughton.
So that must have been from one of those parody anthology movies.
Yep. Yeah. Or like the second one.
Yep.
And they're like 40 Bring It On movies.
Oh, are there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who comes back in the franchise?
Who knows?
I don't think anyone does.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do. But they all were straight to video.
Yeah.
Okay. They probably made pretty good money.
Uh-huh.
That's my bet.
That's true.
Great.
And they probably did
great bet.
This movie came out in 2000.
Yay.
So Lyndon and Beth nailed it.
Woo.
Molly off by half a year.
I nailed it plus
what month?
A little extra.
What month did it come out?
Yeah, we didn't
see
that.
I don't know.
If it was June.
If it was a summer movie.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
But if it was like a Christmas, you know, toss-up.
Yeah, it just seems like maybe only one person got it wrong.
Well, if it was a Christmas movie, then I'd be closer.
That's
2001.
That's a very good point.
Than you were with 2000 and a half.
But around 2000?
Around 2000,
sure.
Which I think is particularly interesting if you consider that Clueless came out in 95, and then Legally Blonde came out right around this one. I feel like this was sort of all a piece of that strong female lead, quirky, a little sarcastic.
That's what when we were watching this, the whole thing with the boyfriend is almost identical to Legally Blonde. Like.
Yeah.
He goes off to law school and has a new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're very similar.
Does she steal all of her legal moves from a inner city lawyer?
No.
No. But she does have to study for her LSATs.
Okay. I've never seen that movie.
So it's an exact parallel.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I thought it was a very nice... Anyway, I'll hush. You go on.
Okay. I didn't see a
brass... Get to the part where everyone loved the movie!
I didn't necessarily see a brass section at the cheerleading competitions. Right. There were some cutaways to marching bands.
Pep bands.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. I mean,
I guess we never saw it.
We don't know what happened at halftime.
That's true.
They were not that peppy.
Yeah.
No, because
but
the
they
Toros...
weren't in uniform, so they probably were just pep bands.
Yeah.
Well, and
you
realized
were a uniform pep
we
band?
Were long sleeve tees.
Nice.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Matching tees.
Yeah. Right. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Well, and I realized I was wrong about the trombone appearing at the end. That was actually a crutch. I know that a crutch and a tenor trombone are not the same.
You thought that that woman was dancing with a trombone
just
at the
end?
Just
in my mind, it wasn't.
Incredible.
Just any long object?
I don't know. That's just what pops into my head. But that last little sequence, which I love, because I guess I grew up in the age of, like, Cannonball Run and stuff, and so the quick outtakes at the end is, like, a way to not let go of the movie right away and for you to start imagining what it would be like to be in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, because you've already gotten to imagine what it'd be like to be a character. Now you get to imagine what it'd be like to be an actor.
I'm with you.
And the cool thing is they do the whole segment to Hey Mickey, which is a very familiar song to me. But apparently they gave it to the cast the night before the shoot on cassette tape. And all of them were like, what's this song? They'd never heard Hey Mickey before in their lives.
Really?
Yeah, which really depressed me at the time.
That is odd, because I feel like I'm younger than these actors, and I've heard Hey Mickey.
Yeah,
it seems
me
like
too.
Kind of a not timeless, but like a long range in time song.
But maybe it's more like the 80s night when you're an adult and less of a, you hear it when you're 17? I don't know.
I've heard it before I was 17.
Well,
here's why.
Your parents are really into it?
No, I had a, this is the second time that I've brought this up today, but I had a VHS tape that was sing-along songs.
Oh.
And one of them, one of them was all sports like songs.
Dun, 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 dun,
that was not on them.
Okay.
Yeah,
not
on
the
thing. But it was like
y'all ready for this?
I just did.
Like there was one that was like the one that's like bend me, shake me anyway.
Oh,
you know that
yeah.
song?
Nope.
And it was like all gymnastics like stuff.
Oh.
But then I believe there was a Hey Mickey one, but now that I listen to the words to that, I feel like they changed the words, maybe, because they could not put that on a kid's sing-along.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty much like, hey, Mickey, get with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get with this.
Me and you banging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Did they bang? We will. That's the song. Speaking of gymnastics.
Yeah.
Isn't that
Dushku's
character? That's her whole deal.
Who does have braids when she shows
up?
Yes,
good job.
And
they were
gross.
Twists. They're like twists.
Yeah.
They're what?
They were gross.
Yeah, they were gross. Yeah.
Sleek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleek twists.
Kind of.
Was that a popular at the time?
I have no idea.
That I suppose I would know that. We all would know that.
I feel like
it was gross
at that time. People crimped their hair at that time.
This is well beyond crimping. I have to say, though, the hair designer for this movie did an incredible job.
Oh, you're right.
Kirsten Dunst's hair in every scene was so adorable. I wanted to... It was like seeing a perfect cupcake. Like, it was just amazing hair.
Yep.
And I think the point of her hair in that scene was for it to be really radically different than what those other kids would wear.
Her entrance, it was so delightful because it was like... She obviously couldn't be, like, you know, the whole point of that character, like, she had to, like, believably join the crew and believably befriend Kirsten Dunst. So, like, she couldn't be, like, too counterculture.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just hilarious where it was, like, still treated it, like, musically and the way it was shot. Like, she was super counterculture, but basically she just wore, like, darker tones and had a wallet chain, and that's basically it.
Yeah.
And also her weird twist hair.
Yeah, and her fake tattoo.
Yeah.
Which she very dramatically... and badass.
But yeah, thick bass riff when she came
in. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
And this was after they had a hilarious montage of people who were terrible.
Yeah.
So funny.
Except Robot Guy, who crushed it.
I would watch that guy.
Yeah, that guy could win, so you can think.
Yeah, did we all, like, universally kind of feel like that dude should be in? Like,
yeah.
Even if they still need to get another cheerleader, they should just add him into
the
squad.
He should at least, like, come out of the middle at some
right?
point and, like, do his robot thing, and maybe that's all he does.
And people would love it. People would have jumped up. They would have lost their freaking minds.
That's true.
Yeah. But just too radical.
He was too radical.
Yeah. They just wanted whoever's younger sister.
Right.
Who I don't think was
younger
that good.
Sister.
She didn't want to be there.
Clearly.
Oh, clearly. That's,
yeah. Clearly she was pressured.
Sure.
You don't believe that, Beth?
Well, I guess she wasn't, like, enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. Maybe she wanted to be there, but she didn't have it.
But, yeah, she wasn't, like, she wasn't really...
She had no spirit.
She had no spirit. Yeah.
I have always really admired the actress who did that cheer, or did
the
that...
The little sister
actor?
Yeah,
the little sister actor. Because she does that perfect blend of the forced smile, the choreography. Like, you can practically see her sister drilling.
Yeah.
The cheer into her. And doing, like, a good enough job that it's, like, plausible.
Right.
But you can definitely tell she's not who a leader would want to put in her squad.
Well, and you can tell that she's just doing it by rote. Like, there's no passion there. She's just doing what
she
was taught.
It's like a zombie.
No passion.
No passion.
No passion.
And if I know one thing about cheerleading, it requires a certain amount of passion.
Yeah, you know who had the most passion, though? Robot Guy.
Yeah.
He was into it.
He was so into it.
Yeah.
Also, the ballet guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that he, like, maybe isn't right for a cheerleading team, but he was pretty amazing.
But wasn't he in the end, though?
Yeah, like... Because
they were like, oh, we'll learn all the types of moves.
Yeah, and
if he had been there from the beginning.
It's part of their journey, though.
Then it would have been a step-up movie.
You're, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
They had to be prejudiced against ballet at the beginning so they could learn from it later.
And incorporate it later, yeah.
Very good.
I wonder if he was... Did we see an actual ballet montage, or did they just talk about it?
A little, I think.
Because that would have been a fun little Easter egg.
Oh, if he was like the guy helping
them how to do it.
Mm-hmm. We have to watch it again.
Yeah, all right. Pause. Or tweet at us.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag, what would dad ballet call back? Question mark. A lot of question marks with hashtags, which don't actually work. But
it's fine. We'll see it.
We'll know.
Add another hash or another question mark on there.
Two question marks on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, you're already ruining the hashtag.
Exactly.
Yeah, it already doesn't work. Do too.
You got 140 characters.
Live your life. Mm-hmm. Live it to the edge.
Yeah.
Where's the part where everyone confesses that they really love this movie?
Oh. Wait to the freaking end of the episode.
Fine.
I was right that there was a, mostly right, there was a cheer-tatorship line. It was cheer-tater, I believe,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Someone
yep.
accused someone of being
still
a cheer-tater.
Mm-hmm.
Still a great line.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the best band name ever. It was a band in Athens, Georgia called the Dictator Tots.
That is
what
good.
Kind of music?
That's really
play?
Good. I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
That was good, though.
Just McDonald's covers.
That's Max Abbott.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. They look amazing. I think they're coming here soon. I kind of want to go. They're a McDonald's themed Black Sabbath cover band. And they wear costumes. I'm not kidding.
Is one dressed like Grimace?
Yeah.
Oh,
except
okay.
Grimace has like...
Yeah, like...
Tusks or something? No. Mary McCheese has tusks. Grimace just has, like, crazy eyes.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
It looks amazing.
That's great. For
wow.
sure, put that in the newsletter, note to selves.
Do-do-do-do.
I'm loving it.
Sponsors.
Sponsors. McDonald's, come on out. Or Live Nation or whatever.
Yeah.
Books, music. I don't know. Who cares? I kept thinking about... It was impossible for me not to think about marching band watching this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the parallel in my life.
Right.
A big marching band kid.
Yeah. So you were at similar events.
Right.
During school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, the whole, like, weird competition that no one knew you actually competed at, but we, like, did well.
Nobody cared.
And no one cared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was not excited about high school. And so it was hard for me to connect with people being excited and into things.
What are you talking about?
Like at spirit rallies or whatever, I was the kind of kid who just sat there and really wished I could just go eat lunch by myself.
Yeah.
instead of having to sit through a cheer thing.
Right.
So it was a very, I was caught between those two worlds of identifying with the cheerleaders for doing their weird competition thing and also kind of hating them for being so excited.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. in high school.
Sure. But didn't, in your own experience, though, like when you picked up that trumpet and put on that crisp uniform, yeah. did you come alive and feel the
same? Sure, yeah, I got to do it. I was okay. section leader. I think we were all talking about
this. Oh, yeah. We've all bragged about it. Somewhere different.
With what?
We've all bragged about being first chair.
I think we did.
Check
right?
the tapes.
No, we have.
What a bunch of dorks. Yeah, that crisp wool uniform yeah. that we were wearing this summer.
So cool.
That's yeah. probably been dry cleaned Very like cool. twice in 20
oh.
years.
Yeah. Yep. I think they have new uniforms over at Los Santos High School now. I don't know what happened to the old ones.
Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Wear them Los Santos oldies.
Los Santos. Hashtag go Eagles.
I'm really hoping that there are some kids that go to your old high school. Yep. They're in marching band now. Yep. And you are their hero.
I can only dream.
You're like, someday I'll have a podcast.
Once I break out of this Silicon Valley hellhole.
Yeah, right. This podunk, incredibly wealthy area of the country.
Actually, now that I think about it, I think they auctioned off the old uniforms, and maybe my dad offered to buy one, and I was like, no, what am I going to do with that?
You're going to put it in a glass case things. Like Robin in the Batcave?
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
Or like Prince's suit at the Historical Society.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Go check it out. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Speaking of not caring about being excited about high school,
yeah.
there was a moment in this movie where at least, and maybe this also speaks to my own experience in high school in those sort of events where when the Clovers, the Compton, the East Compton team, Gabrielle Union's squad, when they showed up to like prove to the Toros that they had like stolen all their moves at their own football game
right.
or whatever, and were like doing the cheer at the same time. I understand that, like, in the story, that was meant to be, like, a big humiliating moment for them. But I feel like, in my experience, like, literally no one in the stands would understand what was happening, except for the cheerleaders. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, they'd be like, oh, they're doing the same cheer. But they wouldn't be like, they wouldn't understand, like, there was, like, a very tense exchange happening right now.
I'd be like, why aren't they
down
in
there.
Uniform
yeah.
with the team?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I just have to disagree with you slightly here. Because okay. I feel like they set it up with the other team coming up just prior to the moment that the East Compton Clovers show up and call them out. The opposing team that they're playing in football comes up and does like kind of a challenge and they respond.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's one of those things where when a cheerleading team is really good, people start following that more than they follow football. That was my impression.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I really like this movie.
I know you do. We've established that.
It was a pretty tight script. Like, I feel like they set that up pretty well.
I'm not saying it doesn't work in the story. I'm just saying in reality, in my own experience, which I have already given the caveat that that is how this is painting, my own experience of not giving a shit about that sort
of
thing.
Well, maybe you are not representative of the other people in that crowd.
I'm sure I'm not, because no one gave a shit about our cheerleading squad in my high school. Poor girls. I'm sure they did great.
We didn't have one because the insurance was too high.
Oh,
wow.
That's amazing.
Right? And my high school used to be, their cheerleaders used to be the Vikings cheerleaders.
Say what now?
The Parkettes.
Okay.
Who were the St. Louis Park cheerleaders.
Yeah.
For a while were the Vikings cheerleaders.
I don't understand.
Oh, there was not like a separate professional.
There wasn't a Vikings cheerleading team. The Parkettes would go to the Vikings game and cheer.
That's fun.
And then they got so good.
Yeah.
That all of their tricks ended in neck injuries. I'm just kidding.
Do oh what?
And that's why their insurance was so high. No, I don't know. We just ran out of money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Budget cuts, you know.
Gotta cut the arts.
Yep.
Sure. It's an art
athletics.
Slash sport.
Any athletics that aren't football.
Or basketball,
yeah.
in my case.
I feel like
my school
I was in high school, I was a synchronized swimmer.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was the equivalent to cheerleading now that I watch this movie.
Sure. Because
we like, you know, get your makeup and
yeah.
your hair is all like tight and
yeah.
crazy, and you have like these sparkly suits, and you are rehearsing your routine.
Did a rival squad once come into the pool and start?
Stillwater.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was gonna say that's ironic.
But Stillwater always was being accused of stealing routines.
Oh.
Can we just go back to the part where you were a synchronized swimmer?
Uh huh.
How did I not know that?
I don't know.
I also don't know that.
How did that never come up?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
How many movies do we have to watch to get to know the real Beth?
I feel like we've talked about it before, but maybe no one listens to what I say.
Honestly, I feel like even you just said it just now, and it like bounced off my brain and hit the table because I just had no place for... Beth Gibbs was a synchronized swimmer in high school. Like
I didn't know you could do that in high school.
Yeah.
I also didn't know you could do that in high school.
Fascinating.
I guess you have to start somewhere, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Huh. You could start in college.
Synchronized swimming?
Sure.
Was there a team at the U?
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
It's like a club.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's not an official team.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But they still compete nationally.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
They just don't get called. I don't really understand how why.
That works, yeah.
It's probably they just don't get as much funding.
Sure.
It's like, oh, we're not going to give you money in a, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
Wow.
Athletics program.
But athletics.
They do lifts and throws and all sorts of stuff.
You get thrown?
Yeah.
Cool.
I know, and you can't touch the bottom. Did you know that about synchronized
swimming? How can they, what do? Do they just like peek over and make sure you don't?
Oh, do they have a camera? You can tell usually if someone's staying in the bottom, but you're traveling up and down the pool, so at some points you're in the deep end, you know?
Oh, sure.
And that's usually where throws and stuff happen.
Because gravity.
Because also, if you did a throw and you were in the shallow end, you just get like shot to the ground. Like, it would hurt so bad.
Yeah.
But like at the U, we would compete in the diving well. So that's like, I don't know how deep that pool is. Yeah. It's very deep.
As it should be.
Yeah. Yes.
For safety.
Safety.
True.
Insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great.
We know about insurance now.
Dan, you bet that someone would learn humility.
Yes. Did I just say someone?
Probably Kirsten.
Yeah.
Dunst.
Yeah.
She was never really not humble.
Yeah. Like, she was confident in her squad to a degree, or at least assertive in their capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And she was definitely... like, crestfallen when she learned about the truth that they had been stealing their routines from East Compton for years.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she never really learned humility.
I feel like she learned leadership.
Sure, yeah, almost like the other direction. Like, she was like, oh, I'll just use what assertiveness I do have and make it better.
She kind of already was a leader.
Yeah, but she became a better one, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have much of an arc, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like the squad had an arc
more
than, like, any individual characters did. Right?
Well, I mean, because she starts out believing in the spirit stick and being worried all the time and not sure if she's going to be a step into those shoes. And she tries to be ambitious and she gets knocked back several times. But it is true. She stays ambitious all the way through.
Like, the two mean girls learn humility, or at least one of them does.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's kind of, she's kind of learning self-confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, to believe in herself.
Yeah, to believe in herself.
And then to.
And to require that her life partner or current partner.
Yeah.
Because it's high school.
Believes
in her. Yeah.
Which we learn very loudly.
Yes.
Sure. Aaron. The.
Oh, can we talk about Aaron?
Yes, please. Please, let's talk about Aaron.
He.
So weird.
He looks like a... Who are those brothers that play Thor?
Oh, the... Yeah, I know, Sean. The Australian dudes.
Yeah, Hemsworth.
Only one of them plays Thor. You understand that, right? Just for the record, you understand only one of them plays Thor.
They're like the Olsen twins.
Yeah, like Mary-Kate and Ashley. They switch out.
Okay.
Because they get too tired to, you know, do a full movie, so they take turns, right?
That'd be hilarious.
Hemsworth. He looks like a Hemsworth.
Kinda, yeah.
I feel like
he looks like
preppy...
He looks like a Hemsworth and the guy who played Zach on Saved by the Bell merged together.
Sure. But then he talks like...
I don't even know.
It's
like somewhere between Keanu and... I don't know. It's like mumbly while being...
Yeah, it was like...
Still crisp.
There was like a hint of Marlon Brando.
So much crisp.
There's a hint of Brando. There's a little sprinkle of Keanu sometimes. And then... Who? Oh, shit. Your wife said something, too, that actually made total sense. I'm trying to remember
John Travolta.
Yes. There's a little Johnny T in there, too. It was such a weird... But it was like... It was just like... It vacillated between those different points. It was so confusing. Yeah.
To me, it was like he was trying to do a Southern California accent, but he was not from Southern California. Like, he was hitting it hard.
Yeah.
Like, too hard.
And it also might have been just, like, direction where they were like, okay, so you're, like, the typical, like, douchey, jockey boyfriend in a high school movie, but you were also a cheerleader, so you probably didn't, like, embrace enough of that culture to talk like the usual douchey jockey guy would.
So you're still, like, really energetic.
Yeah.
But, like, mean without sounding mean.
Yeah.
And also a surfer.
Sort of. Yeah. Like, sort of a surfer. Yeah.
Like a movie surfer who's never surfed.
I thought it was perfect.
It was so weird, though. It was, like, great. It was actually unsettling.
And then when he shows up to the, semifinals wearing, like, a big, bulky sweater and shorts.
It, like a thick, black shorts. Red turtleneck sweater and shorts.
Confusing.
So confusing. That is the right word for it. Just the operative for that entire character is confusing.
And almost, I wonder if that was like an old, like a retro cheerleading sweater.
Ooh, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I can picture him with one of those like megaphones.
Yeah, I feel like, because like I feel like my narrow understanding of old pictures of college sports is that all athletes used to wear those sweaters.
Yeah.
Like all of them. Yeah. Football players, hockey players, like no matter what sport they played, they wore those giant sweaters, right? Yeah.
That's where you put your letter on.
Right, exactly.
Your sweater.
Yeah,
letter sweater.
Letter sweater.
I sweater lettered. Congratulations, son.
Now go fight the Kaiser.
You guys, NBD, but I lettered in both band and synchronized.
Whoa!
This is your episode.
I know, it really is.
Wow. I don't think we could letter in band.
Oh.
Do you have to have, like, a lesser band in order to letter in a greater band?
Ooh, that's a great
I don't
question.
Even know. To this day, I don't know what lettering means.
I still
beyond
barely understand
you
it.
Did good.
I accidentally lettered in orchestra.
I got a letter
how.
In softball.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, that was extremely exciting. It was the first and only letter I got.
Is it like a, do you make some discrete level?
It's
or
like
is
points,
it like you did
right?
good.
Like you get There's like a certain requirements you have to.
Yeah, for band we had to get points, and we got points by going to pep band.
Ah.
So I went to so many pep bands that I got whatever, but they were required. So I don't. You just automatically literally.
So basically, you just had to care enough.
I think it was like if you were in band for 2 years, you lettered essentially, and then for synchronized swimming, I think you had to. I think when you got on varsity, and to get on varsity, you have to, like, win sections, or, like, place at sections.
Like, first chair?
Yeah.
The first chair of swimming?
Yeah.
So there's no chairs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
You can touch the bottom if you're sitting.
Yeah, water. Exactly.
Huh. Anyway, our boyfriend was Cuckoo Bananas, and it was hilarious
so
and awkward.
Good.
And he went to college and promptly started cheating on her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had been before.
Probably already was. I'm saying he already was.
I'll double down.
Yeah, because he like was talking to those other girls in like a
real flirty
like
way.
Like a eyebrow. And
like, oh, we're gonna miss you so much.
And they seem to have a very chaste relationship.
Yeah,
the two of them.
Yeah,
Kirsten Dunst and the guy. Yeah, for sure.
Just kind of got the impression she was his adorable girlfriend, and then he was more sexual
with other girls.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Maybe the one who doesn't wear panties,
which
we should talk about because it's gross.
Yeah.
is she one of the mean cheerleaders in the two, or is it a different girl entirely? And I got them confused.
I thought it was one of those
mean
girls.
Girls. Yeah, it was the blonde mean girl.
Okay, anyway, it's revealed that she doesn't wear underwear, and so occasionally during lifts, one of the dudes...
Yeah.
Can slip in there, as he puts it.
As he puts it,
and then they have a scene where that happens.
Yes, correct.
And it's...
Played for laughs.
It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer of a scene.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I will say this, and not even in defense
of the
movie.
Are you going to defend this?
No, I'm just going to say, I mean, it was clearly an ongoing flirtation between the two of them. Yeah. There's a whole scene where, like... Right before that happens.
Oh, that's true.
Where
she's
making eyes at him. Like, there's a little understanding that happens.
But then does hit him really hard when he does that.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's
flirty
like
and there's, like, aggressively touching someone's genitals during cheerleading practice.
Right. Not even practice. That was during the game, wasn't it?
Oh, was it during the game?
Yeah.
I think he stepped over a line.
I also think he stepped over a line. I think you should apologize to her.
Yeah. I agree.
I hope that after the game, they checked in with each other.
Yeah.
They had a talk.
How is she supposed to feel safe out there on the field?
Trust.
That was like 1, 2, 3.
Trust.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
sure,
Molly.
But this is not the first time.
First time. All right. She said yes once, so I guess that's carte blanche out there. That's fine. Nope. I agree.
Feel...
I agree. 100% about
No. Just saying that generally, like, I think hearing it described out of, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Whatever, sure.
Mostly I'm saying it's weird tone-wise for
it's
the rest of the movie.
It's weirdly explicit for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
But the movie is more explicit than I remember. Like, I watched this movie in the sixth grade. Mm. Like, even that cheer at the beginning that I memorized.
Yeah, I was sort of scandalized to memorize that cheer.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think what they did, because I noticed it was PG-13, is I think it started out as an R-rated movie. And
well, yeah,
because
you said it had cheer fever edges.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Fever edges.
And so I think, yeah, there was probably a lot more of playing with, like, the sexuality of a bunch of kids who are thrown together and some other things, and they're playing out, you know?
Yeah, there's for sure area to go there, because high school kids be banging.
Yeah. or at least be hoping to be banging.
Be hoping to be banging. But yeah, well, that opening cheer, at first I was like, this is bananas.
Yeah.
Because it's very sexual, but then it's also the dream cheer, as we talked about. Yeah. You nailed it. It does open with the dream sequence.
LOL.
Where she loses her top.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a very sexy cheer. A lot of grinding.
Yeah.
There's something about humping in there.
And chest touching and...
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
And you memorized
it. I memorized it. I'm not saying... I thought they were cool, you guys. This is what media does to kids.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But then you didn't really... You didn't know what was going on, right? So
no.
Yeah.
All of that went over my head.
Yeah.
Like, most of
That's the thing with kids. You can show them something inappropriate, and they just don't understand.
Think about it.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Like Shrek.
Yeah.
I just think Shrek is always the example people use for that.
Is Shrek highly sexual?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, not sexual, but there's just... I mean, there's adult humor in Shrek.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But not like... humping jokes.
Right? Like, is Donkey ever like, oh, I'm going to touch somebody's genitals? I don't remember what Donkey sounds like.
Yeah, don't you remember that?
No.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, sure. I'm not going to try to do that.
Hey, Donkey.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah,
but I will say, watching this now as an adult,
because
I remember identifying it, watching it was much younger, and so I felt really like, I related to that feeling of being a little sexy and being kind of cool, and like that worked for me. Watching it now as a much older adult, I was a little bit like, should I be watching this? You know? Because they're high school kids. I'm like, oh, this is for high school kids. Like, this is not for me. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally felt that way.
Yeah.
Because like I was saying, like, I thought they were really cool. Like, I remember, so in that scene where she's brushing her teeth,
so cute.
She's wearing, like, a pink spaghetti strap tank top, which I had one that looked just like it from Limited 2.
Mm-hmm.
So her mine was sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being like, oh my gosh, we, like, have the same shirt. Like, that's super cool. And, like, now I'm like, oh, that is of a time. Like, that is, this movie is, like... I didn't find them to be cool anymore, you know? I'm like, they're kids.
Not even wallet chain?
Okay, wallet chain's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But not as cool as her brother.
Sure.
He's got so many posters.
Oh, I disagree.
Plays guitar.
We should talk about the other...
That retro car he drives.
Yeah. The other male love interest.
Yes.
Jesse Bradford of...
Cliff? His name is Cliff?
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I love that his name's Cliff, and I've kept forgetting that it was Cliff.
Yeah, you've been delighted every time. You're like a Cliff. Goldfish.
I don't know, it's such like a, it's like an old man name.
It is weird, it is weird.
And he's like a cool man.
Oh, let me teach you about the Clash with my t-shirt.
Yeah,
I'm reading The Naked Ape at a football game.
Yeah, he's very counterculture.
Mm-hmm.
But again, in a relatable, harmless way.
In a similar way, though... I will say significantly less annoying to Freaky Friday,
right?
Where that guy who's macking on an old Chad, who has 12 jobs and is
into those?
Inappropriate either way you cut it for both of those women.
He was not in high school.
No,
the high school janitor. the same way that he was like into the vines, I don't like the white stripes,
Or whatever.
Throw a table over after that,
yeah. This portrayal of a cool rocker was better.
Yes.
I thought. The Clash and the Ramones are still sort of like very standard, but not an annoying way for me anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the rest of his posters because he has like a thousand.
Yeah, so many and but posters. They and but yeah, because posters were key though. Because as we saw in Shitty Boyfriend's dorm room, yeah. It was Matchbox 20.
Yep.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yep.
What was the third one?
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray. Yeah. Those are his three primary posters.
They're hanging over his
bed.
Yes, where he macks on women.
Macks on them.
All the time.
And also apparently just has the number of a choreographer, like, in a notebook on his nightstand?
Yeah, that was super
That was weird.
Right?
Well, he's a cheerleader, so...
He was a cheerleader.
But, like...
I'm not defending him.
Did he...
It's fine.
It doesn't matter. I'm going off on a whole different path. That just confused me.
But I will... I think the chemistry between Kirsten Dunst's character... So, what was her character's name? Torrance and Cliff?
Yeah.
I thought was really, really pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I said this when we were watching the movie, but for some reason there's something about that, like, side smile that is so cute, right?
So cute. I can't help it, you guys. Like, I feel the same way about Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything. Like, sure. There are certain characters that I got introduced to at a certain time in my life, and they just are baked in.
Yeah.
There's really nothing he could do wrong.
I liked his side smirk for the first 40 minutes mm-hmm. or so, and then it kind of wore off on me.
Yeah. But it was like, that's just how his face is.
Yeah. I was like, it's too bad for you. I had a friend who had a side smile like that, a uh-huh. smirk, and... We sort of asked him about it one time, like, why do you smile that way? And it's because he broke a tooth when he was a lot younger, and so he was, embarrassed to show that side of his mouth. And so he started always having this side smile.
Yeah.
He was also quite the charmer.
Did he wear Clash t-shirts and teach you
about He was very into the Clash. He was an Englishman who I knew when I lived in Japan. No big deal.
Okay.
No wonder you can't relate to anything American.
Oh.
So maybe Jesse Bradford
has
got a busted tooth or something.
Yeah, maybe.
He's hiding that part of himself.
Ooh, wow. Maybe. Where did they say they were from? Did they tell us where they were from originally?
Detroit.
Detroit?
Mm-hmm. Detroit, but also part of L.A. near East Compton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, originally for Detroit, they transferred to L.A.
And then transferred again.
Because of their school. Yeah. Okay.
Why do they keep moving?
Because they keep getting into fights, and that dude busted his tooth, and that's why he smiles weird.
Yeah.
Do you think that their parents are drug lords?
Yes. Yes.
The house that they live in? Okay.
Yes. Perfect. Right?
They live in a giant house.
Giant house. They're never home.
Yeah.
They clearly don't support them.
Right.
In any way. Like, they just let them be and let them spend their money.
Yeah. Shouldn't their parents have been in Florida at the final competition?
No, they don't care. They go to big fundraisers.
They were in Florida?
Yeah, the championship was in Daytona.
How did he get there?
He used his drug dad money to fly out there.
You're right. I agree. I also, when he showed up, I was like, he's just a high school kid who just went to Florida?
Yeah,
like, and it was a surprise that he was there?
His parents don't care?
Oh, man. I was just thinking that that was also in California because I wasn't paying attention.
I think he's older.
He's a senior in high school.
He's a senior.
Sure.
Yeah, but you were just like, I didn't have money like when I was a senior.
Take a cross-country
flight? I had to save up for college.
Money.
Okay, you guys, money was not an issue.
Yeah, money was clearly not an issue.
I mean, they were very independent.
It was probably like, I imagine every conversation that allowed them to do anything in this movie was just like, Mom, I need you to sign this permission slip so I can go to Daytona. Sure, honey, just give me that. And she's got like her eighth martini in her glass, smoking heavily, while her dad is screaming on the phone in Spanish.
Yeah, he's wearing one of those collared shirts where the collar is white and the shirt is a different color.
Yeah, just a massive gold chain on a two-tan chest.
Big sweat stains coming down.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like they just wrote that one line about, oh no, my parents won't be home until later. They're going to pour themselves into bed at midnight.
Yeah.
Just they didn't have to cast two more people.
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
For sure.
They're like, oh, we already cast two people as parents. That's enough.
Yeah. And her parents...
They were cool.
I like them.
Yeah, I also liked how they...
They were like a little bumbling, but cared.
Yeah, and also
her mom
like...
was a little...
What? What are you going to say?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Obnoxious that she didn't support her cheerleading.
That's true. It was kind of weird that she was just like, only books, never cheer.
Whose side are you on?
Jesus.
Supporting Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you think we were going to say?
Follow her passion.
What did you think he was going to say?
I think he was... I don't know.
She's going to defend every single aspect of this movie.
I appreciate
it. This is the perfect movie.
I appreciate that her parents... That they establish in the first scene with her parents that they are aware enough to be like, that boyfriend sucks. Thank God he's going to college.
Yeah.
But they respected her enough to allow her to have this relationship.
A learning experience.
Yes.
True. That's why she can go to UC Diego Hills.
Or wherever.
She has bigger dreams.
Does she?
Yeah.
Did they establish that?
That's what they were trying to establish, is that that's what he wanted for her, but she was a little bit like,
I could get a cheer scholarship to go to wherever.
Harvard.
Is there a Harvard? Is that where they wear the big sweaters? I bet that's where they wear the big sweaters.
She's legally blonde.
What? Are they the same person?
Yes.
Yes.
Elwood/Torrance.
What is with these names?
What do you mean? That we know them?
No, like, that's her name in Legally Blonde? Elwoods?
Elwoods.
Oh,
yeah.
Elwoods. I thought that was just her first name.
No.
It was Elwoods.
My favorite.
And her best friend, Lindenberry.
Hey. I don't think that's a fruit-bearing tree. To be fair.
I was mistaken in my bold bet that there would be a school crackdown on cheering.
Yes.
In trying to find the antagonist of this film.
There were, like, no faculty members represented at all except that one scene where she introduced Jesse Bradford.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was no adult liaison for the cheer squad. Mm-hmm. There was no principal.
There should be a coach.
Right? Isn't that how it works?
Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
Like, every...
Please.
What if she never woke up from her dream?
Oh, my God. I love it.
And now she's just living in this world where it's every all the kids are in charge. Now she's in charge because she's so afraid about leadership.
That's why her...
And now she's everyone's leader.
They asked... What?
The only adults are her parents. Yep. Every other adult that would have a relationship with another character doesn't exist. The people that came to town's parents aren't there.
Oh, okay.
There's no teachers.
So it's established that shitty boyfriend is pretty reckless driving that Jeep around.
Yeah. Right?
So what if he's got all that shit packed up in the back of his car to go to college?
Yeah.
Can't use his rearview mirror. Doesn't have full awareness of his situation. They get into a terrible crash, and the rest of the movie is just some coma dream of hers. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm into it. Right?
Yeah.
That really brings it on.
It really does.
It brings it way on.
I love it. What were we actually talking about? Oh, there's
school,
no adults.
There's
yeah,
no,
that's weird.
Yeah, there's no school crackdown, and there's not really a bad guy.
No.
They're kind of...
Big Red is the bad guy.
I guess.
She's the villain.
Yeah, but like...
But they're not fighting against her. She sets up...
Yeah.
And they're never... Like, she never really gets her comeuppance.
Or actively antagonizes them, really, except that one scene.
It's sort of them against themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the conflict.
Because, like, how boring would most movies be? Like, how boring would, like, say, The Little Mermaid be if number one villain of all time, Ursula the Sea Witch, just, like, was at the beginning of the movie... And it was just like, now I've cursed them, and they're going to have a bad life. And, like, literally that was her entire, like, role in the movie. And maybe at one point she'd show up and, like, scowl and see if they were having a bad life and then get mad when they weren't. Yeah. And that was her role.
And then they
break
out, they have a good life, and we never see her again.
Right.
I think that that does happen in The Little Mermaid insofar as there is adversity. So,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
No.
There's no, like,
Jesus
personal antagonist.
You're bringing the Little Mermaid into
this? Yeah. You're creating...
Dan did it.
I'm just building a case for why Big Red isn't the villain of the movie. The villain of the movie is, I feel like, your own argument that her own need to believe in herself. She's her own worst enemy. Isn't that the whole point?
Sure.
Jesus.
Well, for sure, passed the Bechdel test. I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, I did.
I assume it did.
Yeah, I mean,
in nearly every scene.
Yeah,
yep.
Which is cool.
Did any two men talk to each other?
Oh, I meant to think about that.
There was that one scene.
The football players talked to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you thinking of something else?
Well, there was one scene where there is a judge sitting there and a cheer mom walks up to him and is like... Your head was down during that scene, during that move. And how do you know how to score that? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway. And then Dan Linden noted that he didn't even get to say anything, which I thought was very funny, because in that scene, that seemed like a gender role switcheroo.
Yeah.
Where it was like, the woman got to say all
yeah,
the stuff.
And then this guy just reacts so they can cut to the next scene.
Yep. Yeah.
Can we talk about the
yep.
judges?
Speak
for sure.
Yeah, okay.
They are the MVPs. Yes,
thank you. I wrote that. Sure. I just wrote MVPs equals all the cheer judges. All
yes.
of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, there were so definitely... good. Look, there were definitely, like... the elite members of the judges. No yeah. question. There was the, what I call the not bad lady.
Yep.
Where, I don't even remember what it was, but it just cuts her just going like, and taking a note.
Yeah, there was a dude who did an equally good nod.
I would argue a better.
The impressed nod.
Yeah, he was great.
Where you kind of stick out your lower yep. lip a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then there was an amazing moment between that guy and another guy where they just sort of looked at each other like, yes, this is very impressive.
Yeah.
No one ever spoke, except for that one lady I feel like was muttering a lot, but I couldn't hear anything she was saying. The judges, you know what I'm talking about?
The one that was muttering?
Like, every once in a while, they would cut to one woman who was actually saying stuff
oh, yeah.
aloud.
I feel like she was like, that was good. Look at that flip. Amazing.
I wonder if the director was just like...
I'm giving that 10
I hope
points.
The director was like, Janice, you don't have to do that. Yeah. You don't have to do that.
Cut you out, there's loud music playing over the whole time.
That's what... They get a lot of screen time and no words. Yeah. So... they were probably way underpaid.
They did great.
They did do great.
My other MVP on the flip side of
Sankard.
That is Aaron's dorm mate on the
phone. Oh, the phone. Oh.
And she calls up and is like, where is Aaron? I need to talk to him right away. He just goes, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
He's not here.
Yeah. I'll tell
him. We'll tell him.
All right.
Okay.
So good.
Classic dorm mate. Some girl called for you.
And that actor's name was Al Pacino. I would love it. Wouldn't that be amazing, though, if it turned out that that voice was, like, an actual, like, famous actor now?
Yeah.
Like, maybe yes. back then they were just like, here, just here.
It's probably Chris Hemsworth. Or the other one.
Bryan Cranston.
What?
Bryan Cranston Hemsworth, yeah.
The other Hemsworth, Bryan Cranston. I would watch Bryan Cranston play Thor. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Like an old grizzled Thor where like shit's been bad for a few decades.
Yeah,
like,
I'd watch that.
Asgard has fallen apart. All the other Avengers are dead.
Someone call Hollywood.
Depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be into it.
Movies.
Yes, I thought that this movie dealt with cultural and racial appropriation in a very cool way.
Yeah, they were not as on the nose about it as I thought they were going to be. Actually, like, I thought it was going to be much more, like, explicitly, like, we are the inner city black, like, girls, and we are being exploited constantly. While that was there,
mm-hmm.
I was worried that it was going to be, like, all of their scenes. You know what I mean? Like, I thought, like, all of their scenes would just be, like, let's talk about how shitty this situation is for us. But really, like, most of the scenes were actually, like, we are incredibly competent and fully functioning characters, which was great.
Yeah. That's something that, as a sixth grader, I did not pick up on. But mm-hmm. now watching that, I really appreciated it. Because it was like, it just straight up, like, explained reappropriation in one of the scenes. It was like, you guys keep coming in here and taking our stuff and taking it as your own and then leaving us, like, we never did anything at all.
Yeah, and then there was that interesting thing that they threw in where it's like, a lot of their... you know, like, maybe, like, part of the reason they could get away with it for so long is because they just didn't have the resources to even, like, get to these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a plot point where, like, the East Compton squad had qualified, but they couldn't afford to actually go to the championships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the Shamalam Slam, or Surprise, that I feel like a lot of after-school special type shows would have had. Okay, well, they've gotten Toro's cheerleading squad got the money and gave it to the Clovers. So now the Clovers are covered. And so for the Clovers to be like, we don't want your money. We've got our own way to do it. Yeah. I remember when I watched it, the first one was like, oh.
Yeah, that was cool.
As much because we're so trained that if somebody goes down a path in a movie, then that leads somewhere.
Yeah, I also thought that it was just going to go that way. I was like, oh, that's kind of... But then Gabrielle Union tore up the check.
Ugh.
And not even in, like, a mean way. It was just sort of like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, still in, like, a sassy way. Because they were still rival captains.
Yes. Yeah.
And they had to be rivals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was nice that she wasn't, like... She didn't, like, scream at her or anything.
No.
She was just like, this is a teachable moment for you. Rich white girl from the other side of town.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
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 My cynical bet that the white people win at the end did not pan out.
Hooray! Although their routine was pretty cool.
It was great.
But the East Compton squad also brought it.
Yes.
Brought it on.
They brought it on.
Yeah.
To the performance stage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they won.
There's a lot of those metal bead necklaces, which I feel like was big
around
that time. Everybody's got them.
So good. Well, good boyfriend, like, slept in his choker and very large wristwatch.
Yeah. That sounds uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
But little brother's got one.
Yep.
Who, at first, I was really annoyed with until he did a jumping fart onto his sister. And I was like, this guy gets it.
No, I disagree.
Here's the reaction that I had to that. The opposite. And to that point, I was like, God damn it, little brothers are the worst.
I almost, like, I don't know if I have ever enjoyed a snotty little brother character in any movie. Like, as soon as he was on screen, I was just like, oh, God. Because it's always the same thing where it's just like, they just find, like, the most assertive child actor they can find, spike up his hair, put him in, like, a big t-shirt, and then have a scene where he unconvincingly plays video games loudly. It was also, like, I also feel... Like, there's always that, like, obligatory scene where he, like, the little brother has to try to be sexual around one of his sister's friends.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always so annoying. Although I appreciate that Dushku just slapped him upside the head instead of going, like, ugh, ew, which is what usually happens.
That was oddly satisfying.
It was very satisfying because that was, like, 80 minutes into the movie. And you're just like, fuck this kid. He just kept showing up. And he didn't even serve a purpose. Didn't someone bet he would, like, actually serve a purpose?
Yeah. My wife bet that he would...
Like, save the day, save the day somehow. Or something. Yeah. Like, no, all he did was steal that girl's spanky pants and...
And provide the comic relief of wearing a cheerleading equals death t-shirt at the cheerleading competition.
Yeah.
That was actually my favorite moment. He was just standing still.
In the whole movie?
No, for him.
Oh.
My favorite moment for that kid is when he wasn't on camera.
I mean... Maybe second after the jump fart.
Like, I mean, credit to the actor for getting that vertical.
Oh, God. But. Let's not even talk about it.
Did that happen to you? Did you have a little brother?
I have a little brother.
Who jump farted on you?
Well, just like... They just love farting, little brothers. Hey, it's so fun.
I'm a little brother.
Yeah, me too. I never farted on my siblings.
Oh, I absolutely did.
Oh, this is the worst.
When Torrance.
Come on. Terrence. Kirsten Dunst plays Torrance.
All right.
There's a lot of, like, hard letters in there.
Yeah.
When she was listening to that mixtape, which... Whoa. That was a bummer that he did the intro.
Oh, that was rough.
Like, and the song.
Yeah.
Why was that a bummer?
Because it was... No, like, a bummer and, like, it was, like, the most authentically awkward high school moment in the movie.
Yeah.
Of just, like, he just put so much effort into, like, oh, my God, it was so rough.
Yeah. But I thought for sure she was going to be inspired by that and, like, we're going to do rock and roll music cheerleading. And that didn't happen at all.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Anyway.
No.
Danced,
but she was inspired by his passion and belief in her.
He believed in her
by making a mixtape.
Well, because like the whole song was about like you're gonna be good, you're good at this, you're great.
Yeah,
right. I only caught like half the lyrics, but
also he gives her a pep talk on that swing.
Oh, that's right.
And then tries to smooch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell her dumb sister.
Yep. Comes
the
in.
The third part of the love triangle is there.
Okay, she is not.
Wait,
part
I thought
of
bad shitty
triangle.
Boyfriend was the other part of the
there
love.
There you
triangle.
Go.
I mean,
I will
the love
fight
triangle
you
that...
on any love triangle, including a sibling, unless it's Game of Thrones.
Sure.
No, I'm going to draw it right now. So you have a triangle with three different lines.
He's actually drawing it.
You've got romantic love at the bottom.
No, this is not how it works. This is not like Maslow's hierarchy.
And
like,
then you've got familial.
No, that is not.
And then friendship love.
Nope, this
you
is
say
not.
French friendship?
Friendship love.
No.
And then
it's not how it works.
You got all three kinds of love in there between Eliza Dushku, Jesse Bradford, and Kirsten Dunst.
No, absolutely
I'm
not.
I'm with Molly on this one.
Absolutely not.
Because if you have your Aaron's here?
Yep.
And then
but wearing like
Kirsten
a big
Dunst,
sweater.
Yeah, here's his hair. And then Jesse Bradford's here. He's got a guitar.
Yep.
They're not connected at all. Aaron and Jessica.
Well, they're connected by like put a dotted line or something, right?
Because they're
like a dotted line. Put a dotted line.
He's into her and she's into him, but she's also into him.
That's not a triangle though.
Yeah, that's like a 2-point perspective.
Aaron and Jesse need to be linked for it to be a triangle.
Well, in that case, they
never met. They didn't get a chance to meet. Maybe if they met, they'd be like, "Wow, this guy is pretty cool."
Yeah.
And they would have had that tension.
I actually don't care where we land on the triangle as long as we agree that familial ties have no place on a love triangle.
Yeah, I think it's just the way that term is usually bandied about. I'm going to have to go with Molly on this one. I do agree with you.
I'm saying we expand it so that it's more mathematically correct.
Sure, fair enough.
From a geometry standpoint, I just want it to be an actual triangle.
So it's like a ray and a line.
Yeah. Yep.
This is the worst.
Does that make you feel better? A love ray and line?
Love ray line, sure.
Nailed it.
Sugar ray.
Sugar ray.
Cootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a sugar ray. Sugar ray.
Ray.
What?
Line.
I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Dan.
Jeez, I'm gonna feel like Apollo 13 in here. The spirit stick is there.
Yes.
It was not what I imagined. I think I'm thinking of my actual high school experience.
We had a spirit stick.
I was thinking it was like a big yellow thing with a lot of junk on it that they like touted out and waved around. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was probably eating my lunch that I had packed.
Yeah.
And then at lunch, I would go drive and eat my second lunch like I did almost every
day. Wait, what? Wait, explain.
Go back.
Please
so my,
tell us what's
my
happening.
Dad would pack me a lunch
right.
when I was at my dad's house.
Yep.
My parents are divorced, Molly. I packed my own lunch at my mom's house. My dad would pack my lunch.
That's nice.
So I would take that and eat that throughout the morning.
Oh, sure.
Like in class or if we had to go to assembly or whatever.
Yeah.
And then at lunch, we would drive to some garbage restaurant and eat like 1,500 calories.
Yeah.
And that would be my second lunch.
Yeah, I get it.
So until your brother went away to college and all of your friends went with him?
I ate alone.
What's happening?
But I still had two lunches.
Yeah, you still get two lunches.
Wait, so
now, I had to find a new group of friends.
He brought up divorce. Now you're bringing up his brother moving away with all his friends?
Yeah.
Just trying to twist the knife all the way.
So I didn't like cheerleading enough.
weren't you ever playing the old Trump?
Not at lunch.
Well, sure. Wait, would you sneak food during band? That'd be messy.
That's a terrible
idea.
That'd be terrible.
How'd you do it?
Ooh, filled with food.
I had six or seven other classes.
God,
that
I felt like people in band were obsessed with the spit valve.
You're not obsessed. It's just something you got to take care of.
I mean, it gets all warbly if you don't empty the spit valve.
Yeah, to get that
there
spit out.
There was a lot of talk of spit valves. I felt like it was disgusting.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, it's super
gross.
That's
why you should play a wind instrument.
It's like half the reason I stopped playing trombone.
Most of it is condensation.
Okay.
The trumpet is a wind instrument.
What?
You blow your wind through it.
No, come on.
It's a brass.
Yeah.
Come on, first chair.
Yeah, Jesus. You should call your high school, get that rescinded. Get your letter taken away.
I never got a letter.
Oh, no.
Get letters
now banned. We know why.
Oh.
This is taking such a turn.
Yeah, you started it. Just because he didn't immediately love this movie. Like, at the beginning of the show, before we'd even watched it. This is what I was talking about. You're causing fractures in our otherwise perfect love quadrilateral of friendship.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for putting friendship love in our geometry shape. Our love polygon. Beth nailed all the colors of the uniforms.
Yes, really. Really.
And the Dan's nailed that this is SoCal.
Oh, are you done? You just like very.
Podcast over.
Can I make a quick shout out to my favorite character in like any movie like this where there's like a big like any sort of like dance, whatever competition at the end, where at the end, like, because like this is the part where they actually leave the camera on the squad long enough to actually have real choreography, that there's suddenly these like incredibly talented people on the team that have had no lines and no place in the story whatsoever until that moment.
Yes.
Like that was like with this one, like the Toros, there was suddenly like this dude who was front and center, just crushing it, and you had never seen him before in the entire movie. Because they're like, oh, we need a real dancer for this part, or whatever, you know, like someone who has been doing this for years. Rather than Kirsten Dunst going to, like, cheer camp or something, right? Didn't you say she, like...
She did go to cheer camp. Yeah, she said it kicked her ass.
Yeah, I mean, she was good. She seemed to get the moves down and have, like, good, like, hit the whatever, hit her marks or whatever. I don't know what the fuck you call it.
Yeah, and actually most of the people who played the main roles were all actors first, so they all had to go get their asses kicked.
Good for
it's
them.
Kind of like
The Matrix.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh.
Did they have to go get shot? What?
They had to go to war.
They all had to go to boot camp, except for Matt Damon, so they would kind of resent it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Directing.
Mm.
Nice.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's true.
I believe that. Tweet at us.
Yeah. Hashtag, what would that?
Damon.
Boot.
Ah, wow.
For boot camp.
Oh.
Oh.
Damon.
Okay. I got it.
I guess that makes sense, though, because when he does, when they do connect with him eventually, they do treat him like an outsider. Like he's not part of their band of brothers yet.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I can never watch that movie again. I hope that never comes up as a Totes Recall movie.
We should watch it next month, right?
Yeah, no!
keep that in your pocket for next Respect Listener Opinion.
Oh, yeah. If you want to spite Molly Chase.
Yeah. For sure make Beth cry.
It's a sad movie.
It's so sad. It's
any World War II movie becomes a sad movie, at least for one scene.
But that one starts out so rough.
Yeah.
Oh, and it ends so rough.
Yeah.
And there's so much in the middle, it's terrible.
Yeah,
rough.
It was a terrible time for humankind.
Let's talk about cheerleading.
They win $20,000 at
Good
this competition.
For
that. Yes.
That's a lot of money for a high school competition.
A scholarship for one semester for one of them.
I assume it goes back to the squad.
I'm sorry. I made it. It is a lot of money. You're right.
But the cost of tuition is too high.
Sure.
Agree.
We all agree there.
Wait, back to cheerleading again.
How much heart you paid?
Yeah. I mean,
you're going to laugh at $20,000?
Hey, tweet at us. Bernie Sanders 2016.
We would gladly take $20,000.
Absolutely.
All right, for our podcast, even though Beth thinks it's
just
money.
Toss and just throw it away. Just buy a swing set for my backyard. Yeah. $20,000.
And a tiny trampoline. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
I didn't notice that.
There is a swing set. And a tiny trampoline.
We got this trampoline from Medellin. It was a gift.
Before we get to how we felt about this movie, we're going to get to how someone felt about us. We like to read user reviews of our podcast on iTunes, 5-star reviews. If you leave one, we'll do one in the impression of someone from the movie we just watched or Nick Cage or something else requested.
Right.
Does anybody feel inspired by this movie?
I really want to do Weird Boyfriend, but I actually don't know how to do it.
No.
Like, I can't figure it out.
Tor?
It's like, nope.
No, right?
It's Jimmy Stewart.
I know.
It's like,
Tor.
Tor. I don't know how to tell you this, but it's like... Nope, it's not
like
quite
a Southern
so.
California, but it's
I'll give it a
like
whirl.
This.
Sparkle,
like,
Sparky.
Sparky.
Yeah, you grew up in California, NBD.
Sparky.
Okay, Jimmy Stewart, but keep going.
Oh, I don't have your choreographer. This one's called Pizza, but Bombard. Do you like pizza? How about salads? What about divorce? What about heroic cat rescuing? What about all of this with four people attempting, often poorly, but always entertaining, movies? If this sounds good to you, you should join Beth, Mike, Dan, also Dan, as they eat pizza, and leave it a mystery of the topic. And watch movies that they've seen but barely remember. I always look forward to the obligatory, guys, I don't think I watched this movie. This usually comes from the delightful Molly, right after she reminds Dan, and also Dan, of their parents' child-crushing divorce. All jokes about this podcast aside, it truly is my favorite podcast, and I look forward to it every month. The 15th of every month is like our Christmas. It's always great for a laugh. Beth does a fantastic job with editing and sound, and each one of them brings a unique and fun dynamic to the podcast. Enjoy!
Oh, okay. Yay. That was definitely the closest any of us were going to get, but I don't care, because that was amazing. I don't even know what that was, but it was incredible.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ba-Bombard.
Ba-Bombard, that was so nice.
Are you sure it's not Ba-Bombard?
Ba-Ba-Ba-Bombard.
Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba-Ba If it's somewhere besides iTunes, let us know on Twitter or wherever.
Yeah.
Molly, you gave this 5 spirit sticks.
Yep.
And you loved it. And
I hate everyone who doesn't agree with you and will imprison us when you become president.
Yep.
So I still really love this movie. But if I hold it up to the standard set by Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Did we ever actually check if she gave that 5 stars?
I'm still not convinced.
If I hold it up to that standard, I have to give this 4.5.
Okay. Wow.
I also, yeah. I mean, I'll always say it's different grading scales every time.
Yeah. But you did just crack a spirit stick in half, so you are cursed.
Yeah, you are cursed.
Yep.
But okay, 4.5. Great. Still very solid.
Yeah, that's a high praise for any movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially from you.
Well, that's true. That's a little embarrassing how... well, anyway, we'll find out.
Dan, you gave it 2.
Yep.
You were worried that Molly's enthusiasm would make you hate it.
Yep.
But you gave yourself room to grow.
Yes. I have grown, but the former statement I think is also true.
Oh, no.
Well,
I gave it a 2. I gave it a 2. Maybe I gave it a 1.
I
you
think
don't know.
This movie, I feel like a lot of movies like this are, I feel the same way about them, where it's like they're not bad, but they're also, awesome. But there's just like this weird thing where like they only have to try so hard. You know what I mean? And there's just certain parts where you're just like, that did not need to happen. I did not need to watch this scene in this movie. And it just sometimes can get very uncomfortable because you're just like, why is this part happening? This has nothing to do with cheerleading. Or is it interesting? And it's just awkward and uncomfortable. That's how I felt about It's Perfect. That's how I felt about some other movie I watched about, I think, Dancing. I'm trying to remember. It doesn't matter. I was Drumline. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, shut your Nick face. Cannon.
I didn't say it was bad. Oh. I'm just saying there are moments in that movie where you're just like, who cares? You don't need to develop these characters. Just go back to the cool drumming, right?
That's true. And I will actually admit that watching it this time, there's a lot of air between some of the lines that I remembered being very funny.
Right.
But it's like, oh, this is so hard.
Yeah.
Why is this so hard? It shouldn't be.
Yeah. Anyway, cheer judges were great. Like, I was already excited for the end because the end of these movies are always interesting because that's where they try the hardest and it's like actually like the cool, like they break out the big choreography and the crazy stuff. And then you had the bonus of constantly cutting to the judges and it was great. 3.5.
Oh.
Cool. Beth, you gave it 3 thinking you would not like it as much as you did when you were younger.
Yeah, that held true. Mm. I think when I was younger, I probably would have given it 5 stars because I loved it and I thought it was hilarious. And I just think that it didn't charm me the way that it did when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think I might drop it.
Two
spirits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like 2 is reserved for like real bad movies.
No, I just, maybe 2.5.
Don't let her pressure you.
The thing is, like, I didn't hate it, but I also didn't love it.
Mm.
It's like, I guess it would be 3. Is that dead center?
It's dead center.
Yeah.
It's
fine. If we're talking about mathematics,
3 of 5
is whichever term that is, if that's the scale.
The middle?
The median?
I don't know. One of those.
Average.
Tweet at us, what with that middle math.
Okay.
I think it's fine. If you give it whatever, I didn't mean to try to overly influence. It's fine.
Molly is breaking inside.
2? You should take it with 2?
I'm going to, yeah.
She is full of white hot rage deep inside, and she's trying not
to
let it out.
Filled with so much hate.
You are trying not to crush the microphone in front of you.
I gave it a 3. I don't remember why. Probably because... Oh, I gave it a cowardly 3.
Yes. So, yes. Yes.
I didn't know
you're a coward.
I enjoyed it.
Oh.
But it was sort of just like a teen movie. And I was also watching it like... It's not... It's a comedy from 15 years ago now. And while it doesn't feel so dated as like a 80s or 90s movie, it's definitely still... like a different kind of comedy than now or recently, where it's still like, it feels still very innocent and playful in a weird way. I guess a pre 9/11 world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not good or bad, just different, I suppose. But I liked it. I'm going to say 3.5.
Oh.
I liked it more than I expected to. There were some funny moments.
Yeah.
Cheer judges. Fart jumps.
So that alone lost a star.
That's what got the half point.
Sure, and then on another, and then for me, like, I'm almost like, do I need to raise it up a little more because just for that, like, 30 seconds of robot guy.
Oh, robot guy.
Oh, robot
and also
guy.
The guy's name is Cliff. Yeah, for sure, 3.5. Oh, spirit sticks, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how do you feel, Molly?
About now that you've heard all of us
now
feel.
Now you've heard all of us.
I feel like I almost should just downgrade my
no.
No, no, no. I think it's cool.
Did
I think
we
it's cool.
Kill your joy?
No, no. I think the truth of it is that with movies you just can't hold on to the feeling you had when you first saw them.
No.
And that's just a fleeting thing.
Yeah.
Although you can be more successful holding on to that feeling if you just watch it alone, let's say in a hotel room during a business trip.
Absolutely.
Than you can on a podcast with three friends who are seeing it with different eyes than you have. But, yeah, you know, it's been a really fun experience.
Molly's going to go home and watch it again by herself.
Just nodding the whole
time.
Yep,
just like, yep,
yes.
Yep,
right.
This is
you're
great. This
wrong
is...
woman.
Thank you for listening to Totes Recall. New episodes drop on the 15th of every month. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Totes Recall Pod. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. It helps more people find the show. Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan Jaquette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. For more information, check out noisepicnic.com/totesrecall.